have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
It's Thanksgiving Day and we're gathered round. Little children make a joyful sound. There's such good food and there's such great fun. It's a happy Thanksgiving for everyone, except for the turkey. La 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 la.
What's wrong with you?
Except for the turkey.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. This is the World Boating. Greg, your first mate. Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew as we get ready for Thanksgiving. And so what are you most thankful for this Thanksgiving season as a boater? We have a story. It's from Discover Boating. Is that right there, Barry, or what?
Yeah, discoverboating.com has 10 reasons to give extra thanks this Thanksgiving, and it's in no particular order. So,
okay. All right.
I'll start off, and then Mike will follow along here. Boating friends. Boating brings people together from all walks of life, but their differences seem to dissolve in the water. And that's true.
Yeah. Boating brings people together, for sure.
It brings people together.
And if you start to disagree with them too much, you just, you know, throw them off the side of the boat. Board.
Well, except for when you're docking the boat, of course.
Yeah. Well, as long as you can use them, they're useful. Right.
But, and you always have, you tend to have more friends. Consider this. If it wasn't your boat for your boat, you may not have all the friends you do.
Oh, that's so true.
I mean, that is so true. I mean, think about it. Yeah. Ooh, he has a boat. Let's be his friend.
If he wasn't Barry the Boater, I don't
know. That's right.
Would I associate
never see
with
you again? Nope.
No, that's not true.
That's right.
Yeah.
I would still eat his lobsters that he caught scuba diving.
Oh, yeah.
And him
that's right.
Use them that way. But yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So that's the 10. 10th will work to one.
One of 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Mikey, you want to handle that one or you want me to do it?
Oh, he has it?
Oh, yeah, I thought he had it. Okay, so the second one was called Family Ties. In a fast-paced world, it's hard to find time for family, and that's where boats shine.
Right.
Whether it's taking the kids out fishing, cruising the islands, or with your partner, or hosting your parents for a sundown cruise, boating gives you a reason to come and stay together.
Right.
And think about it. You know, when you're on a boat, you have a captive audience.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no TV to stare at.
There's no escape.
There's no escape. The only thing that you can't do is block cell signals. If you could do that, then the kids would have to hang out with you. Either that or they'd be just sitting
there.
Well,
you could set a rule and just say, okay, no cell phones. I'm putting them in the glove box and the dry box on the boat.
Right. Greg is not on planet Earth right now.
Okay. That doesn't work in the real world is
no,
what Barry the Boater is saying. All right. But it does bring families together for sure. It is one of the more family things that you could do during the holidays or any time for that matter. That's a good thing. All right, what else you got there, Barry?
Okay, so number three was versatile boats. Boats have become multi-mission vehicles. I like that. As boaters ask them to do double duty and triple duty. Today, you can water ski behind a pontoon boat, which some of the pontoon boats I saw over at Flibs was amazing.
Yeah.
You can sail on souped-up kayaks. We've seen some kayaks that have motors on them now.
Mm-hmm.
You could fish for a day from a day cruiser or entertain with an outdoor galley on a center console fishing boat. So it's not just where you had one boat that could only do one thing. And I think Mike had mentioned it before. He's seeing a lot of these multi-mission boats out there.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that's a big thing. There were a lot of boats at the show this year that can do so many different things. From fishing to cruising to overnight, you know, staying overnight on these boats. They're just really, really some great innovation.
Yeah, or a little all of the above. I mean, yeah, it's not a one mission vessel anymore. You know, the way you look at it. So, yeah, I mean, and we, you know, Barry and I always are talking about diving off of them as well.
Oh, so, yeah. Diving, yeah.
Diving, fishing. You know, wakeboarding, whatever.
I camped off my little boat, and, you know, that was really rustic.
Gawking.
Gawking, you know,
just cruising around and oogling.
Wow. Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Safer
boats. We'll just leave that one alone. Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
Boat builders are developing safer boats that make boating with kids, grandparents, and mobility challenged easier. You have stabilization systems, and I saw a miniature one. over at the boat show.
What do you mean?
That is smaller than the, what's the one we always talk about all
with
the time?
With a gyro motor in it?
Yeah, the gyro motor type stabilization
so
system.
So how big was it? What do you think from what you remember?
It is smaller than the, I can't think of the other brand name that we always talk about, but they're getting smaller and they're getting less expensive.
Yeah, they're putting them on 25-foot center consoles now.
Right, but they're still kind of heavy, and that gyro system. And I mean, have they got them down as small as like a, you know, like a Home Depot bucket size or thereabouts?
No,
not quite that small, right?
No, not yet.
Yeah, but not much bigger than that.
Well, no, I would say it's probably if you took four of those buckets and put them together.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because well, they still need the mass.
Right.
Right. They need the mass.
They got to swing that weight around and get the whole gyro thing going on in there like a Segway. It's impressive technology. And it'll just get better and better and turn people from me, who used to have the nickname the Chunkster, into Greg the Boater someday.
Some boats have hydraulic swim platforms, so it makes it easier for people that, you know, they may be handicapped. Maybe they're in a wheelchair or something like that.
Yeah.
And I know they make wheelchairs that'll work out in salt water and stuff like that, you know, because people are becoming more physical, you know, people that are disabled are finding ways to be healthy and to get themselves stronger, and they're coming up with the equipment for it.
Yeah, to get them on and off the boat safely.
To get them on and off the boat or them into the water better.
Yep.
Okay, and then here's one that Greg loves. Smarter boats.
Yeah. Let AI take over.
Themselves.
Yes. Yeah. Connectivity has come to boating in full force and made boats smarter via Wi-Fi. You can communicate with your boat on the smartphone, turn on the lights and the live wells before you even walk down to the dock.
Yeah.
In turn, boats can signal you if something is amiss, like a high water alarm or Greg is eating all the sandwiches.
Captain Robot says it's okay to board. Let's go. Good Lord.
That's right.
Let's go.
It's amazing when you think about it. I mean, even my boat, I can actually steer my boat with my Garmin watch.
Yeah,
because it's connected. It's crazy. I can just sit back and I can steer, you know.
So if you fall overboard, you could steer the boat back to you.
Yes.
How about that?
I could.
See?
Could you cut the engine so it didn't run over you?
No, I can't do that. Everything's World War II technology, basically.
Okay.
Except for my navigation system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's getting more and more fun in that regard, for sure. And, depending on how you look at it, some people want to be in total control, and then other people want to be a little more bougie, like me.
Yeah.
Just have it all do it for me.
No, but it's not so much just have it total control. It's just part of boating is actually being the captain of your boat, not just a passenger sitting there letting the boat do your thing.
You're the captain and you're sitting back on the transom there enjoying the sunlight and fishing and you get the best of both worlds, right?
Okay.
That's the way I look at it.
But, I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so segueing off of that, easier boating. The hurdles of being a mariner keeps dissipating as boats become more user-friendly. You have joystick drive, which means docking is no longer a frightening prospect, but it takes the fun out of it, especially for YouTube videos. So, sad day.
Yeah. We got at least another 10 years of those crazy videos because the technology is going to take a while.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you for sure that the joystick doesn't eliminate all issues with docking a boat. I've witnessed people with joysticks ram other boats and ram docks, and here they are with a joystick, you know, controlled with bow thrusters and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And they're still hitting.
And they're still hitting people. Yeah, I see more boats with bow thrusters. They're getting smaller and they still have little mini bow thrusters on them. And they still can't. Okay.
Well, I mean, it depends on how much you like or dislike your boating neighbor, maybe too. There could be a little bit of that. Oh, it's the technology. Oh, the thruster went haywire. Sorry, Charlie. He's an idiot.
This one is a little bit more towards Mikey's thing.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on. Let's take a break. We'll pick this up. We're going through some of the things you're most thankful for on this Thanksgiving season edition of the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.